Illinois State University scholars from biologists to sociologists have been working for years on individual projects involving water. Now, ISU plans to establish a Center for a Sustainable Water Future. The center will allow for a multidisciplinary approach to water issues with a view toward creating real-world solutions. It will include experts working in the areas of agriculture, politics, government, even the fine arts. Those working on the plan say it will move beyond research being done currently at other university water centers by also stressing civic projects and community outreach. ISU sociologist Joan Brehm tells GLT's Judy Valente water scarcity and quality is a concern globally, nationally, and Illinois.
The areas of water stress globally are growing. Most of those areas of highest stress tend to be in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia. But we're seeing water stress here in the U.S. as well, in particular the Southwest. But actually, when you look at the map of the U.S., we have water stress here in Illinois. There's some communities directly west of Chicago. Due to old water law and policy, they're unable to tap into Lake Michigan as a source of water, so they draw from the aquifer. And the aquifer that feeds that Chicago metro area up into Milwaukee is rapidly declining. So we have water stress even here in Illinois, and levels of stress are going to get worse.
What kind of expertise do we have here at Illinois State that would make it an apt site for one of these types of centers? What type of research in regard to water is going on right now?
Well, you know, first, we define water very broadly, and so we want to approach this water center from a truly transdisciplinary perspective, and that includes fine arts, humanities, as well as the biological and ecological and social sciences. And we have a wealth of expertise here at Illinois State.
Give me an idea of what's going on.
For example, Bill Perry in the School of Biological Sciences is a stream ecologist and has doing a lot of work related to stream ecology and water health. Catherine O'Reilly in Geography and Geology is a limnologist looking at the effects of climate change on water resources. Eric Peterson in Geography and Geology also works on water-related issues. Elsie Yang in Health Sciences, again, looking at wastewater management and water treatment and looking at water from the health perspective. And we also have a lot of artists doing work on how humans feel about water, how we portray water, the value that water has in our lives. So we have a tremendous body of expertise here, but what we don't have is a way to really more formally bring that expertise together so we can capitalize on that and create a stronger center of excellence that can help our local communities, help our region, help our state, and help the globe.
Are there other centers like this anywhere else in the country at other universities?
Absolutely. There's quite a few centers throughout the country focusing on water-related issues. One that we've looked to specifically is the Water Sustainability Initiative at the University of Iowa. And we recently brought in Dr. Jerry Schnur from that initiative to work with our steering committee to help us understand the process that they went through to get their water sustainability initiative up and running, which has been going for about 10 years now.
How would you envision ISU Center being different from or going beyond the work that some of these other places are already doing?
Sure. So again, I think one of our differences is we want to have a truly transdisciplinary definition of water, and that provides a place for fine arts, humanities, as well as the more traditional sciences. A lot of water centers tend to focus a bit more on the traditional sciences, the engineering, the biology, the ecology, and we want a very holistic conception of water and a place for all of those disciplines to come together. Also, we want to have a strong emphasis on community and civic engagement and outreach and working with our community partners to, again, help them solve real-world problems that they're grappling with. You know, do we need another water supply here in Bloomington Normal? And if we need that, what does it look like? What are the options that are available to us? And how do we garner community support for that? How do we improve conservation efforts? And so those partnerships with different organizations, NGOs, community groups within the region are really key to what we do, which again is a little bit different than how some of the other centers are structured.
So it sounds as if you want to do really things on the ground as well as theoretical things and pure research.
Absolutely. What's critical to this center, we kind of envision it as a three-legged stool. So there will be a research component that is absolutely important to what we do. There will be a curricular component. We want to make sure that there's opportunities to engage our students in these questions, help train them for how to think transdisciplinary, how to work in a transdisciplinary environment, and provide them with the skills and the tools that they're going to need going forward into the real world. And then thirdly, a civic engagement community outreach component. And certainly the Center for Civic Engagement and Service Learning that was recently established here at ISU is a great potential partner for us to do that. Giving back to the community, again, assisting the community in solving current real-world problems is a vital part of the mission of this proposed center.
What does this mean to the average person in the public? What can you tell them about? Why should they care about all this?
We all need water for everything we do, and we tend to take clean water for granted. We're all very fortunate here, especially in water-rich Illinois, where we can go to our tap and we turn it on, and we know that our water is clean and safe. We're not guaranteed that water is always clean and safe. What happened in places like Flint, Michigan, with the lead in their pipes, Toledo, Ohio, where they had an algae bloom that forced them to close their water system back in 2014, those things can happen here too. And by engaging in this research combined with the community outreach to help community partners ensure that we have safe, clean water for the future is beneficial to everybody. Water is truly the ultimate human right, and we want to make sure that that human right is there in perpetuity going forward.
What kind of support have you gotten from the administration at ISU?
So far, we've gotten really strong support. I'm the Dean of College of Arts and Sciences, which, of course, is where I went initially as my dean, has been tremendously supportive of this. They have actually initiated a transdisciplinary grant program to help kind of spur these ideas beyond just what we're doing with the Water Center. And the Provost's Office has also been very supportive in helping us navigate how we might structure this, the kind of application that we'll need to submit to go before the Illinois Board of Higher Education. There's always challenges of resources, and those will be challenging discussions. But I believe the support is here for this, and that's really important that we are all coming together to think outside the box for how we can make this happen.
What are the next steps that have to take place for this center to become a reality?
Well, we have a steering committee, and that consists of individuals, again, across the spectrum. Missy Neergard from the Office of Sustainability, Lori Thompson-Merriman from Fine Arts, Angelo Caparello from Biology, Elsie Yang from Environmental Health, Noha Shaki from Politics and Government, and Clay Robinson from Agriculture. And collectively, that committee is working on completing the application. And that consists of basically outlining how the center aligns with the Educating Illinois mission and vision, which we have a new draft of that out. So we've been reviewing the draft and determining how we best align with those objectives, and then establishing what differentiates us from what's already happening in the state. We don't want to duplicate efforts at other institutions. And so we need to figure out how we're unique, and then outlining the structure of the center.
What's your best guess as to when the center might be up and running?
Well, we have a goal to submit the application for a temporary center to the Illinois Board of Higher Education at the end of spring semester. I'm not clear as to how long the IBHE would take to review that. My understanding is that the temporary center applications go through a little quicker. The reason we wanted to go for a temporary center designation is because that gives us 5 years to really show proof of concept and to get the center up and running and get it organized and kind of get the bugs worked out and make sure that this is something that is viable and beneficial to the institution in the long term. And with the intention of that happening, we would then submit an application for permanent status as a center.
Professor Joan Brame is with the Sociology Department at Illinois State University. Her expertise is in water. Thank you so much for talking about this.
Well, I appreciate the invitation and the opportunity. Thank you very much.
I'm Judy Valente.
Joan Brame says the center will start out with funding from ISU and private grants. The plan is that it will eventually become self-sustaining through its projects.